This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. This week in Iowa has been hot, humid, and wet, with frequent rainfall and humidity that has stressed humans and livestock. Iowa is not alone, as the United States has featured wide swaths of similar weather. The extremes of the hot and humid weather have been felt in the southern United States. We will hear more from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey next.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says for the most part, periods of cooler and active weather in the Midwest and Plains states has prevented crops from becoming too stressed.
Now, the West has been a different story. We continue to struggle to keep up with the high temperatures, lower humidity levels, and just general the time of year with the high sun angle, the early loss of snow cover, and some reservoirs, especially in the Southwest, still running low, some irrigation shortages.
Rippey says row crop growing areas in the Midwest and Great Plains, for the most part, have avoided crop stress from the extreme heat and humidity.
For most areas in the Midwest, we have not seen the extreme heat reach into the primary corn and soybean production areas. A few areas have seen temperatures getting into the mid-90s or just a little above that. But for the most part, the Midwest has stayed cool enough and moist enough to prevent significant stress on corn and soybeans. Largely, that's true across the Great Plains as well. Most crops faring reasonably well, despite a few days of hot weather in the central and southern Great Plains. Now we've got cooler air coming, along with some thunderstorms, adding some moisture back. So other than the south, we have been able to avoid significant stress on major crop areas east of the Rockies.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.